Imagine waking up tomorrow with a strange clarity. The fog that's clouded your mind for years suddenly lifted. You feel energetic, focused, and strangely peaceful. What if I told you this transformation isn't some fantasy, but the reality experienced by thousands who've broken free from one of modern society's most pervasive yet rarely discussed addictions? The easy-peasy way to quit porn has become something of an underground phenomenon, with readers reporting life-changing results within days of implementing its methods. Unlike traditional addiction recovery approaches that emphasize willpower and sacrifice, this book, inspired by Alan Carr's revolutionary approach to quitting smoking, has helped countless individuals escape pornography addiction without the typical withdrawal struggles. Its growing influence has reached celebrities like Terry Crews and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who have openly discussed porn's impact on their lives. As internet porn consumption reaches epidemic proportions, with some studies suggesting over 70% of men and 30% of women regularly consume it, this book offers a refreshingly different perspective. Freedom from porn isn't about sacrifice, it's about escaping a trap that offers nothing of value. Internet pornography represents perhaps the most insidious trap ever created, a perfect storm of human nature and technology combining to create addiction. Unlike other addictions that eventually reveal their destructive nature through obvious physical symptoms or financial strain, porn addiction operates under a veil of normalization and false promises, making it particularly dangerous in our digitally connected world. The trap begins innocently enough, often during adolescence or young adulthood. Most users start with casual exposure, convinced they'll never become addicted. It's just visual stimulation, they tell themselves. I can stop whenever I want. This confidence is precisely what makes the trap so effective. The ease of access, privacy of consumption, and initial dopamine rush create a false sense of control. By the time users recognize their dependence, they're already caught in a cycle that seems impossible to escape, with neural pathways deeply altered by consistent exposure. What makes quitting so challenging isn't physical withdrawal symptoms, which are actually quite mild compared to substance addictions. Rather, it's the psychological brainwashing that convinces users they're giving up something valuable, a coping mechanism, a source of pleasure, or an escape from stress. Users spend years trying to understand their behavior while simultaneously warning their children against it, a glaring contradiction that reveals the addiction's grip on rational thinking. This cognitive dissonance often leads to shame, secrecy, and increased isolation. When attempting to quit, users experience what feels like an evil possession, always postponing freedom while believing they simply lack sufficient willpower. The experience resembles repeatedly climbing up a slippery pit, only to slide back down just as freedom comes into view. Each failed attempt reinforces feelings of helplessness and shame, creating a self-perpetuating cycle. This struggle reveals two profound questions worth considering. Would you start using porn if you could go back in time with your current knowledge? Would you want your children to use porn? The emphatic no these questions evoke exposes the fundamental contradiction at the heart of porn addiction. The truth is that internet porn creates a lifetime of irritability, stress, fatigue, and sexual dysfunction while providing absolutely nothing of value in return. Users often report decreased relationship satisfaction, emotional numbness, and escalating needs for more extreme content to achieve the same effect. It's not just a habit, it's an addiction that creates the illusion of pleasure or support while actually destroying what it claims to enhance. The digital nature of modern pornography, with its endless novelty and instant accessibility, makes it particularly potent in hijacking natural reward systems and creating persistent behavioral changes that can take years to overcome. To understand why quitting porn feels so difficult, we must examine how it affects our neurological systems. Internet pornography exploits natural reward mechanisms designed for reproduction in ways nature never intended, creating a powerful hijacking of our brain's most fundamental drives. When we encounter sexual opportunity, our brains produce dopamine, not for pleasure itself, but to create wanting and motivation. The actual pleasure comes from opioids released during orgasm. In our ancestral environment, this system worked perfectly. See potential mate, feel motivated to pursue, experience pleasure upon success, then return to baseline. This carefully calibrated system evolved over millions of years to ensure species survival. But internet porn short-circuits this system by triggering what scientists call the Coolidge effect, the increased arousal males experience when encountering new potential mates, originally observed in studies of animal behavior. What makes internet porn uniquely addictive is unlimited novelty combined with instant accessibility. With each new video or image, dopamine floods the limbic system for unnaturally long periods, far exceeding anything our ancestors could have experienced. This repeated exposure strengthens neuropathways through delta-fos-B release, making the behavior increasingly automatic, what neuroscientists call what fires together, wires together. Unlike natural sexual encounters, users can maintain heightened arousal states for hours, jumping from video to video, creating an unprecedented assault on the brain's reward circuitry. The brain responds to this overstimulation by reducing dopamine receptors, a process called desensitization. This creates two devastating effects. Normal pleasures become less satisfying, and users experience increased stress and irritability. As tolerance builds, users require increasingly novel or shocking content to achieve the same effect, similar to how drug addicts need larger doses over time. This can manifest in escalating viewing patterns, longer sessions, and seeking more extreme content. Eventually, many users cross what the author calls a red line, consuming content they previously found unappealing or even disturbing. Paradoxically, negative emotions like shame or disgust can actually increase arousal in this state, creating a particularly destructive cycle. This phenomenon, known as arousal addiction, differs from substance addiction in that variety and novelty, rather than quantity alone, drive the escalation. This addiction manifests as an empty, restless feeling, like hunger for poison. Using porn provides immediate dopamine that temporarily relieves this craving, creating the illusion that porn is causing pleasure when it's merely relieving the discomfort it created in the first place. It's comparable to wearing painfully tight shoes just for the pleasure of removing them. This cycle becomes self-perpetuating, as each use further cements neural pathways while simultaneously increasing tolerance, requiring more frequent or intense use to achieve the same effect. The brain's plasticity, which allows it to adapt to new experiences, works against users in this case. Regular porn use literally reshapes neural circuits, making the behavior more automatic and harder to resist. This neurological transformation explains willpower alone often proves insufficient for breaking free from porn addiction, as the brain has been fundamentally altered at both structural and chemical levels. While the neurological addiction is relatively manageable, what truly keeps users trapped is extensive brainwashing from multiple sources. Our brains simply aren't equipped to handle the online harem that provides access to more potential mates in minutes than our ancestors saw in lifetimes. This unprecedented access creates a supernormal stimulus that overwhelms our evolutionary programming, designed for a world where seeing even one potential mate was a rare occurrence. The brainwashing begins in childhood, as our subconscious absorbs sexual messages from media, essentially conveying orgasm is life's most precious thing. These messages come from movies, advertisements, music videos, and social media, creating a hypersexualized lens through which we view the world. By the time we encounter porn, we're primed to see it as natural and harmless. Even scientific evidence debunked in myths like masturbation causes blindness has inadvertently contributed to normalizing pornography, creating a false equivalence between natural sexual behavior and artificial stimulation. users themselves become powerful forces in their own brainwashing through negative self-talk and false beliefs. They diminish themselves as weak-willed when they're actually physically strong to cope with a known addiction. Many label themselves losers or introverts when they might actually be fascinating people without the self-judgment that accompanies seeking self-pleasure. This self-deprecation creates a feedback loop where low self-esteem drives usage, which in turn reinforces negative self-image. Attempting to quit through willpower alone creates a cycle of self-loathing and failure. Users blame themselves when they fail, which only reinforces the addiction and deepens the shame spiral. The author questions why we normalize arguing with ourselves about porn addiction when we don't do this with harmless habits like golfing or reading. This internal conflict itself becomes exhausting and counterproductive, making recovery even more challenging. Our passive minds and dependence on authority figures make us particularly vulnerable to societal messages about pornography. Even the phrase "giving up porn" implies sacrifice, when actually quitting means freedom from disease and reclaiming natural pleasure. Ex-users often relapse when conversations about attractive celebrities or sexual content in mainstream media trigger feelings of missing out, leading them to just one peak that restarts the addiction cycle. These triggers are everywhere in modern society, making recovery particularly challenging. Technology continues advancing with virtual reality investments and increasingly sophisticated content, making the brainwashing increasingly powerful while we remain unequipped to handle even current technology. The porn industry constantly evolves, creating more immersive and psychologically engaging experiences. Users mistakenly believe they use porn for enjoyment or education when they're actually seeking relief from withdrawal pangs, a craving that developed so gradually they never realized they were hooked. This slow progression makes it particularly difficult to recognize the addiction until it's deeply entrenched. The brainwashing that maintains porn addiction revolves around four powerful myths about what porn supposedly provides: stress relief, boredom relief, concentration aid, and relaxation. Let's dismantle each of these fallacies. Myth number one, porn relieves stress. Contrary to users' beliefs, porn doesn't relieve stress, it destroys your nerves. Both major tragedies and minor stresses drive users to seek relief in porn. When facing everyday stressors like work calls or family demands, users fantasize about their evening porn session, temporarily relieving withdrawal pangs, but ultimately becoming more tense than non-users. The addiction progressively destroys courage and confidence, potentially leading to sexual dysfunction, where users prefer virtual experiences over real partners. The drug systematically erodes nerve and courage, leaving powerful neural pathways that make refusal increasingly difficult. Myth number two, porn relieves boredom. The notion that porn relieves boredom is equally false. When addicted, abstaining creates a feeling that something's missing. With distractions, you can go long periods without noticing the absence, but boredom leaves nothing to occupy your mind, triggering the urge. Ironically, porn actually increases boredom as orgasms create lethargy, making energetic activities less appealing. Users have been brainwashed to interpret porn as interesting and sex as relaxing, when in reality, simple connection through hugging or talking would provide greater relief. Myth number three, porn aids concentration. Porn doesn't aid concentration, it hinders it. Users automatically open browsers to feed their craving when trying to concentrate, not realizing how years of dopamine flooding has impaired their information processing, planning, and impulse control. The constant need for novelty drives users to search for increasingly shocking material, generating more stress. Dopamine receptor reduction diminishes natural de-stressors' effectiveness. When quitting, users blame concentration problems on abstinence rather than addiction, creating doubt that guarantees inability to focus. Myth number four, porn helps relaxation. The belief that porn helps relaxation is perhaps the most absurd myth. The frantic search for the right content and internal struggle against crossing red lines is anything but relaxing. While non-users can be completely satisfied after meeting basic needs, porn users always have another hunger to feed. The addiction progressively worsens, making complete relaxation impossible. Users justify their habit, claiming it helps them relax, yet stories abound of addicts prioritizing porn over meaningful interactions, like the father refusing to let his frightened child sleep in his bed so he could edge for hours. Like a fly caught in a pitcher plant, users start by consuming porn, but eventually, porn consumes them. The fear of being deprived of pleasure or a coping mechanism is what makes quitting porn difficult. But this fear is based on a fundamental misunderstanding. Porn doesn't fill a void, it creates one. Our sophisticated bodies weren't designed to handle supernormal stimulus, and we ignore the warning signs at our peril. Just as processed foods can override our natural satiety signals, pornographic content can overwhelm our natural sexual response systems, creating an artificial need where none existed before. The physical and psychological impacts are intertwined. Once you purge both the little monster, physical addiction, and the big monster, brainwashing, from your system, you'll no longer want internet porn. Many users are caught between abstaining and being miserable, or using and despising themselves. Like smokers sneaking off for a puff, porn users aren't doing it for enjoyment, but because they're miserable without it. This cycle of use and shame creates a destructive feedback loop that deepens the addiction. The greatest gains from quitting are psychological, regaining confidence and courage, freedom from slavery, and no longer having those awful black shadows in your mind. Users report improved relationships, better focus at work, increased energy levels, and a renewed sense of authentic sexuality. Imagine having a cold sore treated with an ointment that only hides it temporarily while making it progressively worse. If you discovered the ointment was causing the problem, would you continue using it? Of course not. This is exactly like porn addiction. The fix is what's causing the problem. The panic feeling of needing a fix is the real sore, not the physical symptoms. Non-users don't suffer from this feeling because they haven't created the artificial need in the first place. Some users remain happy in their addiction, blinded by their cunning little monsters and putting up phony arguments to justify their behavior. They might claim it's natural, harmless, or even beneficial for their relationships, but these are merely rationalizations to maintain the addiction. But freedom from this trap is the greatest gain. When considering what you're giving up by quitting porn, the answer is clear: absolutely nothing of value. Instead, you're gaining back your time, health, and mental freedom. Users often discover they have hours more productive time each week, better sleep patterns, improved intimate relationships, and a clearer conscience. The energy previously spent maintaining the addiction can be redirected into genuine self-improvement and meaningful connections with others. The only thing being surrendered is a destructive habit that never provided genuine satisfaction in the first place. Conventional approaches to quitting porn rely on willpower and gradual reduction, both of which are doomed to fail. These methods make users feel they're making a sacrifice, creating feelings of deprivation that inevitably lead to relapse. The willpower method fails because, 1, it focuses on stopping rather than addressing why users start again. 2, fear of health risks actually triggers more porn use. 3, focusing on reasons to quit creates a sense of sacrifice. Attempting to cut down is perhaps the worst strategy of all. It keeps users in a perpetual state of withdrawal without relief, making them miserable and irritable. Paradoxically, this makes each session seem more enjoyable since the relief feels greater after extended deprivation. Cutting down only reinforces the illusion that porn is precious and life would be unbearable without it. The just one peak mentality is equally destructive. It's precisely this thinking that gets users hooked initially and defeats most attempts to stop. Whether it's peaking after a period of abstinence or during a difficult moment, this thinking creates a chain reaction that lasts a lifetime unless broken. Many users create counterproductive false incentives when trying to quit. Self-rewards for abstaining, like gifts after 30 days, actually increase the feeling of sacrifice. Other false incentives include quitting to get a better social life, attract partners, or increase personal energy. These might work temporarily, but eventually lead back to the trap when the novelty wears off or the goal isn't achieved. Online pacts and forum challenges typically fail because they create additional pressure, breed dependency on others, dilute personal achievement, and foster secret relapses. The guru promise that quitting will transform you into a sex god is equally misleading. Instead of focusing on phony incentives that make quitting feel like sacrifice, concentrate on what porn actually gives you. Absolutely nothing. You're only punishing yourself by continuing. The easy way to stop porn is surprisingly simple, though it may seem counterintuitive at first. 1. Make the firm, unshakable decision that you're never going to watch porn again. And 2. Don't mope about it. Actively rejoice in your freedom. The core challenge isn't actually the physical dopamine addiction, which is relatively mild, but rather the deep psychological brainwashing that has created false beliefs about porn's role in your life. The essential mindset requires 5 key realizations. Understanding that complete freedom is achievable and within your grasp. Recognizing there's nothing of value to give up. Porn provides no genuine benefits. Accepting that just a peek is a dangerous myth that leads back to full addiction. Acknowledging that you have an addiction disease, but one that's curable. Learning to separate the addiction from your core identity. It's not who you are. Once you make the final decision, you instantly become a non-user. This isn't wishful thinking, it's reality. The key is to celebrate this transformation rather than dragging yourself through a perceived withdrawal period. With the right mindset, quitting becomes surprisingly easy, even enjoyable. The withdrawal period involves 2 distinct factors that need to be understood separately. 1. Dopamine withdrawal pangs, brief, mild physical sensations. 2. Psychological triggers, environmental cues and emotional states that previously led to use. When quitting porn, maintaining a positive mindset is crucial. The physical withdrawal symptoms are actually quite mild, similar to a slight hunger pang. What makes them challenging is the mental association with wanting and feeling denied. By reframing these sensations, they become much easier to handle. Instead of viewing withdrawal negatively, recognize these pangs as healing signals. This sensation is just the withdrawal pang from porn leaving my system. Non-users don't experience these pangs. They're simply the addiction dying. These moments can actually become positive milestones when viewed as progress in starving the pornographic tapeworm that has been feeding on your life force. For approximately 3 weeks, you'll encounter various triggers, specific times of day, emotional states, or situations that previously led to porn use. Preparation is key to handling these triggers effectively. Don't try to forcefully suppress thoughts about porn. This often leads to depression and obsession. Instead, each thought becomes an opportunity to celebrate your freedom. When triggers arise, remind yourself of your decision and why you made it. Whatever challenges arise, maintain absolute confidence in your decision to quit. Before your final porn session, ensure you're in the right mental state, feeling confident and excited about your impending freedom rather than dreading loss. Make a solemn, meaningful vow that you'll never return to your online harem after closing the browser. During this last visit, observe consciously and critically. Notice the desperate escalation for shock value and novelty, questioning where the supposed pleasure actually exists. When finally closing the browser, do so with a sense of liberation and excitement about your new life, rather than feeling deprived or restricted. Once free from porn, you'll experience benefits that far outweigh any perceived sacrifice. The most immediate change is psychological. The sinister black shadows that lurked in your subconscious mind disappear. These shadows, created by porn use itself, cause the insecurity and anxiety that users mistakenly believe porn helps relieve. Your mental clarity and focus will improve dramatically. Without the constant dopamine surges from porn, your brain begins restoring receptor sensitivity, allowing you to enjoy normal pleasures again. Many ex-users report feeling as though a fog has lifted from their minds within just a few weeks. Relationships improve as you regain the ability to be fully present. Without porn's influence, you'll stop viewing potential partners through the distorted lens of pornographic expectations. Real intimacy becomes possible again as your brain rewires to appreciate authentic connection rather than novelty and shock. Energy levels increase substantially. The lethargy that follows porn use, often mistaken for relaxation, gives way to natural vitality. Many users attribute their fatigue to getting older when it's actually their porn habit draining their energy. Time becomes abundant. Half an hour daily adds up to a full working day every fortnight, and over a lifetime becomes staggering. Imagine receiving a check for a year and a half of your salary. That's the time benefit you'll gain by quitting porn. The moment of revelation typically occurs within 3 weeks after quitting, when the sky appears brighter and you realize you're completely free from needing porn again. Unlike willpower method quitters who feel they're making a sacrifice, you'll experience this as one of life's greatest events. Remember that no porn user, given the chance to go back in time with their current knowledge, would choose to start the habit. Make it a lifelong rule never to watch porn for any reason. The first peak after quitting won't relieve any withdrawal pangs. It will only put the dopamine rush back into your mind, starting the addiction cycle again. Stay vigilant, maintain your freedom, and enjoy the countless benefits of a life free from pornography's influence. You're not giving up anything, you're gaining everything.